And I'm Ari Shapiro. We're about to meet a mother, a substitute teacher, who has had to teach her children not to turn on the faucets in their home. It took a long time for Flint, Michigan's water crisis to get national attention. Now politicians are talking about it. Hillary Clinton toured the city yesterday. A Democratic presidential debate is even scheduled there next month. But that doesn't make life easier for Janaea McDonald and others who call Flint home. It doesn't answer their questions or help them plan for meals and bathing without clean tap water.
What I tell you about that water is poison.
Did you say it's poison?
I met Janaea when I visited Flint a couple weeks ago. She has taught her six-year-old son, Justice, that the water is poison.
Because I don't know any way to explain to a six-year-old why you can't take a bath anymore every day, why you can't help mommy wash the dishes anymore. So I told him it's poison. And that way he'll know I'm serious. Don't play with it. Even when I'm not looking, if this is poison, I better not touch it.
Government negligence allowed lead and other poisons to get into the water. Now nobody knows how long it will take until it'll be safe to drink again. Here's what giving up tap water means for Janaea's family in a typical day.
What's your name? What's your name?
It's early afternoon. Two-year-old Josiah and his older brother Justice are playing while their mom makes dinner for her husband Earl and the kids.
I started my chicken off this morning with about 8 bottles of water to start to thaw it out.
She can cook without even thinking. Her hands know the recipes. Tonight it's baked chicken with baby lima beans and rice. The recipes have a new ingredient these days.
I've been doing this so long, I kind of know how many bottles of water it takes for each pan. So for this one, what I'm making tonight, I only need 2 bottles of water. When I use my bigger pan, say like this one to make spaghetti, this one is 7 bottles.
The city gave her a water filter for the kitchen faucet, but she doesn't trust it. After all, the city told her the water was safe a year ago when it was actually full of lead. While she waits for the water to boil, she thinks about how much things have changed since she was a kid.
Bottled water used to be a luxury. People didn't drink it. Everyone drank tap water. When I was growing up, you went outside, got the water hose, and drank some water. Yeah, not happening. I will never trust this water ever again. My boys will never experience the childhood I experienced in Flint, drinking water out of a water hose.
When Flint switched its water supply 2 years ago, Janaea knew something was wrong. It was a funny color and smelled like sewage. Eventually, she started buying bottled water.
I mean, my food bill for a week would be upwards of $250 to $300, and at least 100 of that was water. At least. No food stamps, no assistance, just having to do what I have to do because I gotta keep my boy safe.
Plus, she was still paying a water bill every month. She was working at a homeless shelter then. Her husband is disabled. She says they practically went broke buying bottled water. But it still was not enough to protect her and her family. After weeks of showering in the poisoned water, Janaea's long, flowing hair started coming out in clumps. Now she has a short bob.
Anyone who knows me, the first thing when you say, "You remember Janaea?" The second thing they will say is, "The one with the long hair." It's gone. It's gone. So that was, it was part of me.
But she doesn't even worry so much about her hair. She really worries about the damage to her kids, and she has no way to know what is caused by the water and what isn't.
You know, like my son, they say he has eczema, and I'll show you his wrist and how bad it is. And it's been that way for over a year, and his doctor, you know, more and more creams and ointments and creams, and none of these little creams and ointments are helping him.
When we ask 6-year-old Justice about the rashes on his wrists, he says, "Maybe a bear scratched me." The younger boy, Josiah, has problems too.
Even now, I could tell some slower developments in Josiah, you know, and who's to say that's not from the water? But of course, my government is going to tell me I'm paranoid, and it's not that. Show me it's not. I'll wait.
Lead poisoning lowers kids' IQ and slows their development. It's constantly on Janaea's mind. She remembers filling Josiah's baby bottles with formula using the water from the tap. She feels guilty, like maybe she should have done something sooner.
You know, it's a lot of things that I think about that, you know, a lot of people don't even know I think about. Like when you came in and you say hi, at 2, Justice would have been all over you. He'd have been, "Hi, I'm Justice." I don't get that from Josiah. And I don't know that that didn't come from me fixing his bottles with that water.
So now Janaea's daily routine includes water pickups. She's grateful that gas is below $2 a gallon since she does so much more driving these days. With the chicken in the oven, she climbs into the car. First stop is Triumph Church.
And I love it because you pull up and they load your car.
Hey, how many are you looking for today?
How many can I have? About five or six of them?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay.
Each case has a couple dozen half-liter bottles. Hattie Collins is organizing the distribution.
Where does all this water come from? Who donated it?
This right here come from Indiana, Georgia. We had one yesterday from California. They coming all over, and that's a blessing to Triumph.
Yes, it is.
Thank y'all.
Yes,
thank y'all.
Randy, love you.
Love you too, darling.
I'll Randy, see you Thursday.
That's amazing that water is coming from as far away as California and South Carolina.
Isn't it? That's amazing. I am proud of us. People, us human beings. I was not liking humans for a while.
We pull into another line of cars in front of a firehouse.
And these are National Guard troops, all in their camouflage fatigues and everything.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder deployed these troops to hand out water. They limit the amount each person can pick up.
You come down here, where they're getting the water from all of these donations, they're getting this money for all of this water. You only get two per household, come back tomorrow. I don't have time tomorrow, I got two kids.
Janaea keeps a stockpile just in case. If one of the kids has a spill or another accident, a bath can take five or six cases of water. If a snowstorm hits, they need enough backup to get through a few days. It takes her about an hour to hit all the stops each day, and she has no idea when this will end. Driving gives her a lot of time to think.
Is this America? I am like stupefied that I'm not in like Ethiopia or somewhere. You're talking about clean water.
Back home, she unloads the cases of water and puts dinner on the table. The kids have bottles in the bathroom to brush their teeth before bed. Janaea worries that the donations will dry up when people stop paying attention to Flint. She worries that government help for her kids will go away when the immediate crisis subsides.
They look okay today. What are they going to look like in 5 years, in 10 years? And at that point, where will all of these government officials and things be then when I'm dealing with the repercussions of that water?
Nobody knows the answers to those questions, but we'll find out. We're going to keep in touch with the McDonald family and keep you updated on their story as it unfolds over months and years.